Hey everyone, we're back. Monday, November 1st. Happy November. Pretty much Christmas time, right? For many people. This intro is going to go by quick, and so is the beginning. I have 2 minutes till the Chiefs and Giants game starts. Sorry. And I'm not going to look at the score before it starts, because I don't want it, like a magical like 1 second touchdown to influence my pick. So I'm going to get straight into this. And then I have a fun episode today as well. You won't be able to see it, but I'll describe what I'm doing. I want to do a NBA jersey tier list later on, because I really want to do mid-season awards for the NFL, but I'm going to wait till Wednesday for that, because the Chiefs and Giants play, and that's still week 8, so I'm going to wait, hold off, but it's still happening. I'm very excited for it. Also, I do have some stories after the Chiefs and Giants game that I'll glance over real quick, and they'll be talked about more on Wednesday. So let's get into it. All right, real quick, we're going to do the Chiefs and the Giants. This primetime game doesn't need much talking about anyway. I do think the Chiefs are going to win this game. I think they're sick of the haters and sick of the slack they're getting. So I think they're gonna go into Monday night with killer energy, and they're gonna win this game. I'm gonna say probably 38-20 is my guess. I won by 18. I don't think the Chiefs are fake, like people are saying, or frauds. I think they're still a very good team. I think it's just a rough patch right now. So yeah, I think the Chiefs are gonna win this game. I think Mahomes will have a good game. I think Tyreek Hill will have a good game, and Kelsey, those three. I don't even know how their run game's gonna do. It doesn't really do good very much. It's all pass for the Chiefs, which is okay, because they succeed at it. Hopefully the defense steps up tonight. They're so questionable every game. But yeah, I think the Chiefs are going to win this game easily. I think the Giants just aren't that team and won't beat the Chiefs. I don't think they can pull a crazy upset like the Titans did. With football being on our minds and that being short, I do want to talk about today. The Rams traded for Von Miller. They traded 2 late round draft picks, and the Rams got Von Miller. I am so upset. I am so shocked right now that this happened. I saw a stat where it was, I want to say it was 2014 through 2016. Von Miller was the league leader in sacks, and then 2017 through 2020 was Aaron Donald, or 2019 or something. So they have two of the previous league-leading sack leaders. And so now you probably can no longer double-cover Aaron Donald. You have to split it between Von Miller if you ever rush him. And the Rams are probably my favorite now to win the NFC, because they got really Kenny Young, and that was what I talked about on my first podcast. And I was like, what are you doing? But maybe they knew this all along, because Von Miller is much better than Kenny Young. No offense to Kenny Young. I like Kenny Young. But I kept saying in my podcast, I was like, Kenny Young isn't an elite linebacker. He's like average, just really good young linebacker, right? But now they got Von Miller. And Von Miller is an elite linebacker or edge rusher. So yeah, the Rams are in a serious position to cause some major damage for sure. But I mean, as if I were a Rams fan, if I were to sit back, okay, and just be a Rams fan, you gotta be so excited, right? You gotta be stoked. You've over the offseason, you've had a really good offensive offseason. You went and got Stafford, you finally got a quarterback. And then you get Von Miller. Two veterans in the NFL that are probably only playing roughly because of where they're at. I think Von Miller's going to shine in LA. I think he's going to be very good. I think he's going to make Aaron Donald better. I think he's going to make a lot of the young players around him better, because he's so experienced in on the defense side of the ball. I think the Rams are going to be really fun to watch. Although I'm opposed to it, because I didn't want the Rams to get him. I think they're gonna be fun to watch. So I'm definitely gonna tune in their next game. And I believe let me look at their next game. I wanna say it's the Niners. Or that might be who the Cardinals play. Ooh, the Rams for the Titans next. Ooh. Sunday night football. Titans at the Rams. That's going to be a really good game. I think, well, I'm not going to get into it. But yeah, I think Bob Miller will help during that game. Wow, some good football coming up. Trade deadline's coming up too. Deshaun Watson might stay with the Texans now and not get traded. So fun stuff. The trade deadline's like, I mean, the NFL trade deadline isn't nearly as crazy as like the MLB deadline, trade deadline. Because like everybody gets traded in baseball at the deadline. But it's still really fun. And you can see a lot of big players get traded. Or you could see some small players get traded and then on their new team, they really shine. It's a lot of fun. Sorry, my throat's all messed up. But yeah, that happened. And then also, something I'm going to be very mad because I talked about him a lot this podcast. Derrick Henry is missing, might miss 6 to 10 weeks or the season. I earlier said that, in an earlier episode, said that he, if he kept playing the way he was, could be winning the MVP. And that no longer can happen. He is literally one of the most dominant running backs I've ever seen. I love him. He, first off, plays one of the only people in football right now that plays it right and plays for contact and isn't afraid of it. We see that a lot nowadays where people don't want to get hit. But not Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry loves to run. So seeing him go down sucks and it hurts the Titans. But Adrian Peterson's back. My favorite running back of the last like couple decades has been Adrian Peterson. And so he's back and he's on the Titans, a good running team. I hope he shines. I hope he does really well. Obviously, I don't think we're going to see like 2011. Oh, I hope that's not a year he was suspended. I don't think it was. I think that was one of his best years. No, 2012. Don't think we're going to get, but close. I don't think we're going to get 2012 Adrian Peterson, but I would love like a nice resurgence from AP or AD, whatever you call him. So yeah, football is kind of in a spiral right now. Let me check my phone just in case I missed any stories. The Chiefs and Giants did just start. So I'm going to have that on a screen in the background now that I made my game picks already. And I can't be influenced. Yeah, I don't think there's any more football. Oh, Kenny Galladay's inactive for the Giants today, by the way. Oh, that's one. I feel like I was missing one. Jameis Winston's also out for the season, which means Trevor Siemian is going to probably start for the Saints. He beat the Buccaneers, but still, they might have a rough season now without Jameis. Also, I just tuned in to the Giants and Kansas City Chiefs game on my computer. The Chiefs are at the Giants' 12-yard line, and it hasn't even been 5 minutes. It's been 4.5. So I think that's a good estimate of how this game's going to go. But yeah, on to the next sport, basketball. Okay, funny story. I just was doing a bunch of jerseys for the NBA. I did just kind of want to do the new ones that I released today, the 75th. So I recorded like 22 minutes of me talking about these jerseys, but it was taking so long. I wasn't even halfway because there are so many. And then I just scrolled down and it said that they had this one. So the tier list on here is Hall of Fame is S, All-Stars A, Solid is B, kind of trash is C, Hall of Shame is D, Already Seen It, Not New is F. Okay. Most of these jerseys I really like, so it's going to be hard not to place all of them in S tier because they're all really cool. But I'll try to rank them throughout. The Nola ones, I am going to actually start off putting it in Already Seen It / Not New. I like it. It's a cool jersey, and it's better than some of the ones they have now. But it is very familiar. It looks like I've seen it before. It's not like groundbreaking like some of these other jerseys that are really cool and combine old with new, which is kind of the whole point of these jerseys. Pacers, I'll put solid. I really like these ones. When I saw them, my jaw dropped. I was like, ooh, Pacers. got cool jerseys, but they're just because of how many other great ones there are, it compared to some of the other ones, it's just solid. Atlanta with the yellow. Ooh, is this a hot take? Kind of trash. I do not like the yellow they used. It looks really gross. I like the bird. I do like the hawk. But I don't like the yellow. It just kind of looks clustered. The bird, the text like crushing it above it, and then the number closely above it. Just don't really like it that much. It doesn't appeal to me as some of these other ones that I really, really, really like. Is this the Cavs? Man. Hall of Shame. Ooh, I don't know. I think I like these more than the Hawks. So do I move the Hawks down to Hall of Shame? Is that what I'm about to do? Yeah, I'm doing it. I lied. The Atlanta Hawks yellow jersey is going to Hall of Shame. The Cavs is going to kind of trash. I like the logo idea, but I don't love it. I like the old school logo, but then it's really nothing else like nice and new. There's some jerseys that have a lot of like simplicity on them, but it works for the team. For the Cavs, I don't really see it working very much. I do like the sneaker with the wings on it in the top right. And their colors are so great. But yeah, not a big fan of this one. The Grizzlies, I'm also going to put in kind of trash. This might be a hot take, but I'm going to put it above the Cavs. I just don't think it looks that good. The blue is boring. The gold is kind of cool, but it's not nearly as cool as some of these other ones. Yeah, I'm sticking with it. I just don't like it that much. Especially because it was in front of the one that's coming up. And the one coming up is so good. Speaking of, the one coming up is the Houston Rockets, which is Hall of Fame. It is literally their throwbacks with the rocket on it, but it doesn't have the rocket on it. It says Houston, but it has the pinstripes again. And like, if you go back in time and tell me to pick like three jerseys, I'm picking, or two, picking the Raptors, purple with the dinosaur, the Raptor. And then the Rockets with the rocket on it. Just so good. Such good jerseys. Glad they brought this one back. Detroit's red and blue. Surprisingly. I'm going to do it. All-star. I like the red and I like the blue. I'm a sucker for red, white, and blue. It has a lot of that. It's just a nice jersey. I like it a lot. It's like... It just flows. You look at it and you're like, that is a nice jersey. So yeah, I like it in All-Star. Rip City Trailblazers, top of All-Star. The black and then like the uneven red stripe down the side, so cool. And then Rip City is one of the coolest names for a city ever. So cool. I love the Trailblazers jersey. I just love all these, even the ones I put near the bottom. I kind of like the only one I really don't like. And like I said, like the Pelicans one goes into always seen it, not new, but I still like it. Like I'm going to rank them with how these tiers are, but I like the NOLA one better than the Hawks one, but I've already seen it. So like, I do get what it's saying for like talking about new jerseys, you know? The next one's also really good. The Chicago Bulls. Gonna put it behind the Rockets, but in S tier. It's just classic, and this is what I was referring to as some teams can just get away with like nothing on their jersey, and it is the Bulls, or like the Celtics, or the Lakers. I like them because it's like the font, it's just the Bulls, right? It's the Chicago Bulls. That's all you need to know. Basketball history and such. They're really cool. Now the Sixers. S tier. Bottom of S tier. I don't know what it's going for. It kind of looks like radio. If that's what they're going for, then wow, that is so cool. But it has like different colors going up the side. And it's Sixers in red. And the numbers. And then the jersey's like a dark blue. Yeah, it is really cool. I love music, so if it is, let me look it up. Sixers. See what they're going for. What is a really cool patch on the... Oh, the Spectrum. About their stadium. That is so cool. Okay, that's pretty cool. Man, I liked it a lot. I'm gonna keep it where it is, but I like it a lot. Wow. Okay. Wow, we're on a good start. The Bucks. Gonna put in solid below the Pacers. I like the purple and the green on the top. I kind of need to look up these meanings again because it does make them cool. I like the purple on it. I like that it's white. Green and growing. Pretty cool. Not as cool as the Spectrum. The Sixers one, but it's okay. But yeah, I'm not going to talk much about it. It, you know, it just looks good. Celtics all green. Kind of trash. Top of kind of trash. Top of C tier. I just don't like it that much. I don't like the all green. It looks just sloppy to me. But like... It's the Celtics. I feel bad. Celtics have such good history. I keep like scroll pulling up what the meanings are. Ooh, is the Nike logo? Oh, like that diamond like thing? It's supposed to capture their most successful era of basketball. Yeah, it's a no from me, Chief. Didn't do that for me. So yeah, top of C, kind of trash. Dallas, now it's new, and I appreciate it for being different. But it looks like a pool company shirt. Hall of Shame. Now I am going to look, just because I don't want to offend any Maverick fans. It looks like they're wearing a pool company shirt. Am I wrong? Am I wrong for saying that? Is that messed up? I like the Mavs. I like Luka. Yeah, nothing much about it on this article. So I'm going to leave it there. I don't really like it that much. Toronto. Second place Hall of Fame. I do kind of wish they just kept the old colors of the Raptor. They brought back the Raptor. But it is the like literally probably the sickest jersey of all time. Just turned gold. Like I said. And I get they're trying to bring different eras. So the gold was a jersey that they did recently. I do, like I said, I do wish they just did what they did with the Rockets, but I get it. I still love it. The Raptor looks so cool. But yeah, second place. The Spurs. Kind of like these. Put them in solid above the Pacers. First place in solid. I like the baby blue with the orange and the white. I know they had jerseys similar to this or had with these colors earlier at some time, so. Yeah, I like them. They're nice. The Utah Jazz. Okay, now this could be a hot take because clearly there's a reason they did this. But I'm putting it in already seen it / not new. Because it is a replica of a jersey last year that was so, I'm guessing, people liked because they did it again with other jerseys. But in this, the other one that I'm talking about, I'm going to rank normally because I like it and I think it deserved to be just like replicated. This one I don't think should have. If you don't know, it's like the orange to black Utah Jazz jersey. I don't like it that much, personally. I don't like it enough to just repeat it. It wasn't that good to me. The Orlando Magic. Bottom of S tier. The orange Magic is so cool. It is so, so cool. It might even be better than this. No, because the Sixers meaning blew my mind. I like the Sixers. Yeah, but the Magic orange jersey, top of S tier, it gets put in fifth place. So this is the one I was talking about when I was talking to the Jazz. The Suns Valley jersey is what they did last year, but is such a good jersey that it is middle of All-Star. Below the Trailblazers, above the Pistons. It is just such a good jersey. It is so cool. I literally can't hate on it. It is one of the best jerseys I've ever seen. It is so cool. And plus, iconic to one of the best runs the Phoenix Suns have had in recent years. They wore these jerseys quite a lot. So, yeah. I'm all for it. For that one to come back, I don't think they needed to change it. This one breaks my heart. Because the Lakers one is just solid. Not even. The more I look at it, the more I don't like it. I get what they were going for. They're going for the old city edition plus the purple. Do the two stars on it, are those a reference to Kobe? Because if so, they're getting bumped up. Ooh, it's on Twitter. Getting official. Track list. The Minneapolis era. The star to the left and right of the number. 60s is the triangle font on the shorts. Man, nothing for Kobe. These comments, people like them. Man, I kind of wanted more from the Lakers. There's another photo, though, that I didn't click on. I mean, I guess the era to the 2000s, right? Which is the Laker, the L with the ball. But that's not, no, not acceptable. I wanted something with Kobe. Yeah, I'm going to put him in solid. Above the Bucks, below the Pacers. I just don't like the colors. I don't think they go well together. And the fact that there's no Kobe reference makes me upset. I believe this is the King. Yeah, Sacktown. The Kings? All-Star. Below the Suns, above the Pistons. I like it. The black and purple, the Sacktown. It's a pretty nice jersey. Not going to go too much into it. Pretty basic. But I like it. Black and purple is a great color. And the white. I think it's good. So this is a hot take because I've heard, this is probably what I've heard the most about. The Thunder. I like the all white a lot. And I'm putting it below the Suns, above the Kings. I love the OKC down the side. And white. I like the all white. And then plus the new diamond Nike logo. It looks really cool. I kind of get why some people are upset. Because the Thunder have like a bunch of colors. Orange, blue, black, white. But yeah, no, I like these jerseys a lot. I think they look good. Yeah. All-Star. Third place in All-Star. Clippers. Ooh. Clippers baby blue. Top of All-Star. Top of A-tier. Above Rip City. I love baby blue. I think it looks good. The Clippers like old school font. The cursive. It's a really nice jersey. I'm shocked because I don't really like the Clippers normal jerseys. But the Clippers made a good jersey. Washington Wizards. Kind of looks like Airheads. Yeah. Hall of Shame. Don't like him. Like I said, I still like them, but not as much as the others. They're all better than normal jerseys. Wow. To find Washington, the inspiration of the jersey, because it wasn't common to find Washington at or near the top of the standings. Because they want to make that the norm. That article was from the Washington Post. Yeah, man, that sounds a little, like, cocky. So it's going to go, but yeah, bottom of Hall of Shame. I don't like it at all. And especially the meaning, not really cool. Ooh, the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves are really good. Below the Bulls, above the Sixers. Old school, the blue, the font. So good. So dirty. Yeah, those are sick. Those are sick. The throwbacks, man. Those are the good ones. Those are the ones everyone likes. Denver. Okay, I love that Denver does the rainbow. And I like that they kept it. But I don't like the font. And I'm not a big fan. I've never been a fan of the Nuggets colors. So I am going to put it behind the Pacers, third place in solid tier, which is B tier, above the Lakers, behind the Pacers. Also, for those wondering, I am going to put this on my social medias so that if you want to see where I put them, if it's hard to track, you can just get my opinions here and then go look at where I put them and where they rank. Oh, man, Charlottes are cool. I mean, maybe it's cool. Is the bottom referencing when they were the Charlotte Bobcats? If it's referencing the Bob, because the top is like honeycomb. They have the Jumpman logo. Now see, it would have been cool. Oh, wait. They do have a Bobcats reference where the number is placed. Yeah, I just don't like him very much. Could put him in kind of trash, but above the Grizzlies, below the Celtics. They're not the worst ones here, but they're definitely not the best. Oh, the Nets, man. We have another Hall of Fame. Bottom of all Hall of Fame. I don't like them better than the Magic, the Sixers, the Wolves, the Bulls, the Raptors, or the Rockets. But I do like them. They're throwback. They have the throwback look. The blue and red, not the black and white anymore. The Nets should go back to red and blue, but I don't know how people feel about that. But yeah, definitely Hall of Fame. The throwbacks are, like I said, the best ones. Okay, this one's kind of disappointing to me, considering the impact this team has had on basketball the last few years. But I'm putting the Warriors just in solid and below the Pacers and Spurs, but above the Nuggets. It looks like a jersey they've had before, and I was going to put it and already seen it, but the lightning bolts are really cool. I like the lightning bolts, and I imagine they mean something, so let me look it up before I... I'm guessing they put the logo they did in the middle because of... That was the logo when they went on their crazy run. When they were just really good. It does say the Splash. Now, if there's something referencing the Splash Brothers, count me in, but I don't see anything. Maybe the Twin Lightning Bolts? I don't know. The fabric. But see, like, that's dumb. Oh, that's cool. The background of the logo represents the ceiling of the Oracle Arena. That's pretty cool. Oh, wait. It features a hidden drop of water honoring a pair of the greatest shooters in NBA history. Okay. The Lightning Bolt's the unforgettable energy of the early 2000s Warriors team. Oh, and then the dots are a abstract charting the win-loss journey through our six championships with an open column of what lies ahead. Okay. I'm still leaving them in solid where I put them, but that's really cool. Cool jerseys. Okay, this might be a hot take. Miami, top of Hall of Fame. Top of Hall of Fame. The distorted text of all, like, the Miami vibe. The distorted numbers. The all black. I think it's orange down the side or yellow. Yeah, they're just cool to me. I like that. I'm a sucker for that distorted text. So, I have them in number one on here. And that leaves one jersey left. New York Knicks. Top of solid. No, I'll put bottom of all-star. Behind the Pistons. I like the jersey. The orange and black. It's not much different. It's literally just their jerseys with black instead of blue. But it just looks good. And the Knicks have iconic jerseys. So yeah, that's where I'm putting them. I think all these jerseys are really great, regardless of where I put them. I think even though if they're at the bottom, it's not any offense to the jerseys. I still think they look better than most. But just not as good as some of the other ones in like Hall of Fame or All-Star. So yeah, that's it for the rankings. I'm going to post this picture on my social media so you guys can see it. Thank you so much for sitting here and listening to this. I know it's kind of hard because there's no video. I'm going to try to work on that. But for now, I wanted to do a tier list. Yeah, and I thought that was fun. Jerseys are fun, easy to talk about. And don't worry, I am going to talk about the World Series again eventually. I'm just going to wait till Wednesday because a team might win or might force a game seven. And then I'll just kind of do of like a, if they win, I'll just talk about how the Braves fared. If it's a game seven, I'm going to talk about the road to game seven. So I'm just kind of waiting on that. Another shorter episode today, only a half an hour again. These episodes could span from half an hour to an hour, depending on, usually Friday will be an hour long. Because there's a lot to cover on Fridays. But yeah, Mondays are kind of going to be shorter than normal. Usually probably 30 to 45. Unless I really feel crazy and want to talk about a lot. But yeah, I'm going to bring it to the outro and I will be right back. All right, people. So that's going to wrap it up for today. Thank you so much for coming and listening as always. Still pumping these out, having a lot of fun. I've decided that if you look at the episodes, they are listed season one, blah, blah, blah. I am going to do 28 in the first season, and then I'll take a week off, and then I'll be back. So just know, as time goes on, the plan is to do 28 episodes a season. Unless when I do this 28th episode, if it's like by the time I get there, if it's not in a good spot to cut off, then I'll just wait. But I'm only gonna take like a week or two off every time I do it. But yeah, so hopefully I can pump out these 28. That gives us a few more, like I think 5 more weeks or 6 more weeks. So yeah, I'm excited. Long road ahead, long journey, but having a lot of fun. Thank you so much for listening. Please follow and spread the word. It would mean the world. And I'll see you Wednesday. Remember to keep talking sports. Thank you.